Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
Hey, everyone, it's Greg Morgan. If you've come looking for investment management advice, income creation, maybe asset protection strategies under the guidance of a highly trained professional, I found one. You're listening to Talk to the Experts. Joining me now is Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Greg.
Nice to have you back. Start of a new year. I bet you're pretty busy this time of the year, aren't you?
Always. You know, I joked that, you know, as clients got close to retirement, we weren't buying RSPs as much, that January and February started to get a little bit slower. And then, of course, they introduced the tax-free savings account in 2009, and now everybody wants to do that first thing in the year. So it's still a very, very busy time for us.
Okay, so anyone who is, I want to say in the upper age range right now, what should they be doing?
Well, I think, for mature adults, which I like to refer to them as.
That's the word I was looking for. I'm one.
You know, I think look at their situation. I mean, making sure if they're already maximizing their TFSAs, continue to do so. The limit was increased to $6,500 this year. If they haven't started, and again, because people's situations change in retirement, and I mean, they might get rid of a property or different things and have the opportunity to top those accounts up. I mean, the lifetime carry forward is now $88,000 since 2009, if you were 18 or older in 2009. Now, if you were, 18 in 2019, your limit is much lower. So it's based on how many years after age 18 that you're been here.
Yeah, so. Makes sense. And what about RRSPs?
Well, I think still popular. I mean, and yet, I mean, everybody has to look at their own situation. If somebody's got a great defined benefit pension plan, and maybe their spouse doesn't, perhaps a spousal RRSP makes more sense to have some income coming into that person's hands, even though, with a defined benefit plan, you can split pension income in retirement. That's a very, very important tax planning tool that we have available to us. And then, for those that are in a high tax bracket but without a good defined benefit or large defined contribution pension plan, RSPs still make sense for retirement when you're in a higher tax bracket because, the likelihood is we still need a retirement income or to create our own pension. And planning. I mean, it's key. The key is planning, knowing if you should buy an RSP or put your money into a tax-free savings account. I find a lot of younger people, if they're not in that income bracket yet, sometimes a tax-free savings account is the most effective savings place for them. And also, what are your goals? What do we need the money for? If it's short-term, perhaps the tax-free savings account isn't the right purpose because it is designed as a longer-term investment. I think a lot of people forget that because they hear the word savings account and think in terms of basically, it's just going to earn a savings rate of interest. But you can invest anything in a tax-free savings account that you can in an RSP. So it can own stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, GICs, of course. So, you have a multitude of options depending on a person's comfort level.
Scott Bjornson, my guest, Living Sky Financial. He's an expert. And I got to ask you this, Scott. Do you find a younger generation coming through your door that has more knowledge to planning for their future than ever before? Or are we about, no, there's a lot of people that need to be educated. What do you think?
I think education is still critical because now there's more options. I look through over 30 years of doing this, and I think now that there's more options available, people have less understanding because there's so much more to know. And, we all have lives. I do this for a living. It's easy for me. But, for people who don't, I think there's a lot of questions that are asked, but they don't know where to go and ask. And they also, I think sometimes it's fear, of admitting we don't know. Well, really, why would you know? If it's not what you do for a living, you should seek advice from an expert. And that's the most important thing. Start planning early. I think the people that come through our door, and I'm so impressed with some of the young people we see who are, committed to, doing the right things for their future and making sure they're on track at such an early age. And those are the ones that are going to really be successful down the road, because they're looking at it early. If you come in to see me at 55 years of age or 60, we can help. And a lot of people at that age need a lot of planning as well because they're approaching retirement and really need to have an understanding of what they're going to have. But young people need to have a track to run on. They need to know, the bank told me to buy an RSP. Okay, well, why? Well, I don't know. So, ask the questions, get the answers. Educate. It takes time. It's going to be a gradual process.
Educate me, please, for a moment here on registered disability savings plans. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, RDSPs were introduced the year before the tax-free savings account, and the registered disability savings plan is for anybody who is eligible for the disability tax credit who's under the age of 40 can open one, and it's eligible for government grants and bonds, depending on your income level, but grants every year. It's a great way of accumulating money where, you know, deposits of $1,500 can attract, you know, $1,000, $1,500, or even more in grants and bonds each year and accumulate tax sheltered in a plan for use 60, 65 years of age. So for somebody who opens it, you know, in the early years, or a parent or grandparent who opens it for perhaps a disabled child or grandchild, these plans are exceptional. And I think probably less understood right now. It's beginning of the year, so a lot of our clients who have registered disability savings plans are putting in their $1,500 for the year, and they'll get matching, you know, government grant on that. And then this continues to grow tax sheltered. And, you know, and it goes back as many as 10 years if a person, you know, recently, of course, has just gotten a disability tax credit certificate and it says, okay, you have 2012. Well, you can go back 10 years and get grants on deposits as you go, you know, catch up on those as you go forward.
Interesting. Scott Bjornson's my guest, senior investment advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. And what about first home savings account? We've been hearing about those. Are they available yet, Scott?
Not yet. That's something that was announced in last year's budget, I believe in March of 2022. And we've been kind of waiting. And it was announced before they had all the, you know, rules in place. And they've, I think, come up with the most recent announcements in October, November, have sort of finalized it, but you know, obviously the paper, everything has to be approved. Then, of course, you know, financial firms have to actually create the documentation to open these accounts. I mean, the earliest they do expect this to be available, but again, unknown, could be sooner, is April 30th, possibly May or June. I mean, we're hoping sooner than later, because, of course, we've sort of missed 2022. Now, as 2023 going forward, this can be a really, really good opportunity for those saving for their first home if their plan is to buy a home in 3 to 5 years. 5 years is sort of ideal, but unlike they're kind of a combination of an RSP and a tax-free savings account. So they're kind of it's a unique hybrid. You know, you can put in $8,000 per year. You know, you don't have to have an RSP limit to do this, but it is, the $8,000 is tax deductible. And of course it then is tax sheltered and grows tax-free. It can again be invested in anything that an RSP or a tax-free savings account can be invested in, but should be invested modestly or conservatively. If somebody's plans are only 3 to 5 years, you don't want to have an aggressive type of investment and have less money when you go to use it. The biggest thing, I think, is like over 5 years, you can accumulate as much as $8,000 a year, $40,000, of course. So that's a fairly good sum for a down payment if you live in Saskatchewan. I mean, not so much if you live in Toronto or Vancouver, but, you know, here that's pretty significant. I mean, the most recent announcement to that plan was that initially when it came out, you couldn't use it in concert or in combination with an RSP homebuyer's plan withdrawal, which is eligible for up to $35,000 withdrawal for a down payment. It has to be repaid over 15 years. But the first home savings account can now be combined with that. So that would be a potentially up to $75,000. Now, I realize a lot of young people are sort of listening to that and going, yeah, how am I going to save $75,000, you know, in a short period of time? And it's not easy. So, I mean, it takes planning.
All right.
It might take longer, but you can have that plan open longer term, right? I mean, it can be for a long-term goal. And, you know, if you don't use it, it does have to, you know, you have to transfer it to an RSP because, of course, it does have the ability to bring the money out tax-free.
That's the first home savings account, not available yet, but sounds encouraging. Early April or May 2023.
Yeah, I think it provides a whole new planning opportunity for people who haven't bought their first home yet, and I think it's something they have to look at and say, okay, how does this work in my whole financial plan?
I'm Greg Morgan. He's Scott Bjornson. You're listening to Talk to the Experts, senior investment advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. We are going to take a break. We're going to be back and do a little tax planning for 2023 and get a state of the markets, interest rates, and are we going to go through a recession? Scott's back in a moment with those answers.